you also should not have called Akbar a fat bitch. That was not acceptable.
I didn't say that.
That's my homegirl, so that I'm not going to let you ride with that one at all.
I didn't say that. No, we all good. I talked to her. We all cool.
I didn't say that.
I said something like that, but I didn't say those exact words.
Well,
but
that was...
I would never call nobody, you know, out there waiting, you know what I'm saying?
I seen it in the caption with the fat part. I said, you know what?
I said something about a head.
Yeah, I said, hey, listen
here. I said fat head. Yeah, fat nipple head. It's a difference. It was switched to the head than the... You know what I'm saying? Than the body. So
that's my homie. I'm like, what?
That's the homie. She cool,
yeah,
but,
I'm
you
like,
know,
come on.
I didn't know what was going on. You
be flashing. I'd be like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'd be like, sometimes I'm on social, I'm like, okay, this nigga's wilding out. You know what I'm saying? You be on one. What's up? You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
What you drinking?
Soulja Boy's drink is good. This Big Draco.
What's the drink?
Some pineapple cream, some hood shit. He knew what he was doing. Yeah, he just copied some hood shit. It's like the Fanta shit. He knew damn well what he's doing. He done took the whole recipe and made the shit.
You gonna buy it, though?
It's good. I ain't gonna lie. It is good. This pineapple cream hitting like a motherfucker.
Okay, who was on the show today?
We had Soulja Boy on the show today, Big Draco. We talking about shoes, rap, gangbanging, Kanye West, Drake, his whole lifestyle, him growing up in the trenches. Him just realizing about what he's doing out here, where he's motivating the kids, the youth. We talked to him about where he's from and what hood it is. We talked about Akbar, everything. We talked to Soulja about Soulja Boy, okay?
How many times did you interview him?
I probably interviewed him like 3 or 4 times. I think this is my 4th time interviewing him. You know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with him for many, many years. He's honestly one of the first dudes for TMZ that I talked to as far as me being a TMZ reporter. He was like one of the first rappers I was dealing with. And at that time, he was tricking me on stories. He'd be telling me wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, I'd be like, come on.
He told some wild shit today.
Yeah. I'd be like, what the hell is going on? And I'd be sitting there. He's the first story ever to tell me some wild. I'm like, God damn, Soulja. Woo-wee.
How does this one compare to the last?
I mean, he's just him. That's how, you know. He's him. I rock with him heavy. He's a solid individual, smart.
Stayed real.
Yeah. He's always the same dude, cool, genuine, like heavy. I have a lot of love for Soulja, though. He's my little homie.
New shoes out.
Out.
Y'all go get them, man. Soulja Stars. That luxury brand, that shoes. They going viral. You know what I'm saying?
And the drink cracking. Exotic pop.
Exotic Pop, Soulja Boy, Big Draco, Pineapple Soda. Yeah, y'all go get it. I got tired of sipping Pineapple Fanta, so I made my own soda.
Feel
me?
Yeah, that's smart.
Made my own soda.
First rapper to make his own soda.
Thank you. I was the first to do a lot. You feel me?
I know. Why you always care about being first so much? Why is that your thing?
It kind of just, like, happened. You, like... It's just kind of like, I wasn't really like looking to be the first. I just became the first.
Mm.
It started with YouTube, you know, like me uploading my music on YouTube, uploading my videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then after getting my record deal, everybody else starting to follow that same blueprint.
You actually are the first story. You're like one of the first rappers, though, who I broke a story on for me. So for a TMZ, yeah. Like when I, you know.
Shout out to TMZ.
Right?
Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it's been in the game for a long time, man. Just,
yeah, you hit me with the wild stuff back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to trick me a lot.
I mean, I feel like it was just like, you know, when I first came in my career, like, it was just so much hype around my name.
Yeah.
And, like, I ain't really just had no direct contact to, like, certain people to talk to them like that. So they just... you know, go off what people say or talk to who they think around me. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Now I just pull up right up on you.
Dang. You out here.
Oh, yeah.
What else has been going on with you? Like, what else you have rolling? Tell me everything.
My album just dropped today. Well, mixtape. I call it a mixtape, but, you know, mixtape album, same thing.
Yeah.
Big Draco 3. It's the third installment to the series. You know what I'm saying? First tape went crazy. Second tape went crazy. And I've been filming a TV show, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Diddy, Revo TV.
Yeah. That's a good bag for you.
The second season, Life of Draco. You know what I'm saying? First season was crazy. You know, we was on tour, Miami, Tennessee, Texas, mm-hmm. Atlanta, LA. The show out here in LA, all the shows were sold out for the Millennium Tour. So, man, yeah. I just been like working, like really working. Now the shoes. Now I got the shoes. Fashion designer. I'm a fashion designer.
You are?
Yep.
Because you got some shoes or just because your whole drip? Are you the trendsetter of the drip?
Well, like, I always had, like, clothing lines. You know what I'm saying? I had the Yums, had Boulevard Supply, SODMG. So it's like, I always been in the fashion. I always, you know, before it was drip, it was swag. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always been able to put the drip on. But no, I just really had an idea and brought it to a reality. Like, I didn't know it was going to get the response that it got. You feel me? I got posted on the biggest shoe blogs.
How much are they?
$279.
So you have to have the expensive drip.
It ain't that expensive. Like, if you go look at Gucci, Louis Vuitton, $8,000 shoes, $1,500 shoes, Chanel, Balenciaga. Like, you go, these like precious Nikes, Jordans, you know what I'm saying? $200, $300, you feel me? So...
What about the kids? What about the kids in the hood? And they be like, you know, a soldier, right now it's looking a little, you know, I'm a little short for it.
The kids in the hood got it. They got it. 300, they can they run up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's different. You make money on Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? YouTube. We got YouTube. We got YouTubers. It's, you know.
And you know, you have the whole thing everybody's getting into as far as the hood. What hood are you from? Where are you from, soldier? Because you and Akbar got into it. So I'm sitting here on my hood map. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, well, where is Soldier from?
Man.
What is your hood?
Man, I'm from Fruit Town, Bompton. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
You're not from Compton. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen you nowhere around there. Uh-uh. But shout out to Waxstar, though, because you got him geeked up.
I'm from Bompton. No. But the real story is, like, just so I can get everybody their credit, because, like, you know, every city, like, want to stamp it. Like,
yeah.
My people in Mississippi, like, he from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My people in Atlanta, like, he from Atlanta. My people from Chicago, like, he from Chicago. My people in LA, like, he from Bompton. He from Compton. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
But why do you... Okay, so... But
I'm from,
wait, where
I'm from
you,
multiple
you,
places.
Everywhere?
I really, like...
Where do you feel, though, you're really
like,
from?
Like, really how it was growing up, I moved around a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was born in Chicago, Illinois. You feel me? But mm-hmm. I moved, like, as soon as I was born, like, probably, like, 2 years old, 3 years old, so I went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I stayed in Atlanta for my whole life. That's why I rep Atlanta so much, because, like, that's where, like, you know, like, how can I explain it? Like, my swag, the way I rap, like, the type of music I make, it kind of, like, the stuff I did in the streets, like, that's where I really, like, you know, became who I am, became Soulja Boy. It was on the West Side, you know what I'm saying? Simpson Road was on one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, that's what I embody, like, with a passion, you know what I'm saying? And it, like, that's what I really, you know, that's what, you know, I really did everything, like, from in school and in the streets, and just really what I rap about and talk about, everything come from the West Side. Like, mm-hmm. everything come from Simpson Road, everything come from, if you're from Atlanta, you know the West Side. I was right down the street from Bankhead, you know what I'm saying? Where T.I. from, you feel
yeah.
me? And it just, like, I really lived it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when she said that, I kind of like was like, what? Because, like, it's a difference between...
And you shouldn't even... And you also should not have called Akbar a fat bitch. That was
I did not say
acceptable
that. I didn't
at
say
all.
That. I didn't
That's
say that.
That's my homegirl, so that I'm not going to let you ride with that one at all.
I didn't
so,
say that. No, we all good. I talked
yeah.
to her. We all cool.
I'm about
but
to say, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that. I said something like that, but I didn't say those exact words.
Well,
but
that was...
I would never,
that was
I would never call nobody, you know, out there waiting, you know what I'm saying? I said,
you
shoot.
I said no, something. I seen it in the caption with the fat part. I said, you
I
know
I said
what?
Something about a head.
Yeah, I said, hey, listen
I said
here.
Fat head. Yeah, fat nipple head. It's a difference. It was between the head than the you know what I'm saying? Than the body. So I wasn't talking about...
That's my homie. I'm like, what?
That's the homie. She cool,
yeah.
but you
I'm
know,
like, come on.
I didn't know what was going on. You know,
be flashing. I'd be like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'd be like, sometimes I'm on social. I'm like, okay, this nigga's wilding out. You know what I'm saying? You be on one.
You know how you wake up in the morning, you see something real quick. Like, I ain't even listened to the song. I just seen somebody. She say, I ain't grew up in Atlanta. And it's like, you know, when you really live something, you did something.
Yeah.
And somebody trying to tell you that you did. And it's like, how you going to tell me? You know what I'm saying? So it's like some stuff I feel like I have to acknowledge or respond to, you know, for my
but
fans.
But why though? But
I
why
can't, to.
No, you have such a hot head, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to wake up in the morning and be like, I'm a woosah. You know, but you go 15 to 100 and you be on one. Like, nah, I be like, God damn.
I feel like I've been doing good, like, though. No,
no. No, no, no. If that's doing good, calling people fat, such, that's not doing good.
I didn't
good.
Call her fat. I will never call nobody fat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, the fat head, fat whatever.
Fat head, nipple head.
Nipple head. Okay, nipple head. I am done.
It was just a little fun and jokes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean no harm. You know, I just had to let the people know I really grew up in Atlanta, like, and it was bad. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, but...
It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't like, oh, I was in the suburbs and we was getting money. No, it was like poverty and bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't
but
shame...
But when you think about poverty and bad, right?
Yeah, you can't been, shame that. You
no,
can't...
No, but you've been famous, though, since you've been, what, like, how old? 16?
Okay, but... So I experienced half of my life in poverty and half of my life rich. So it's like,
yeah,
I got to see both perspectives of it. And you can't forget that. So I could never forget where I came from. So it's like, basically me was saying, forgetting where I came from. Like, yeah, I'm not from there. Like, no, like I was really in the trenches, really in them dope holes, really jumping the mortar rail, really at the store, really like, this shit is real life. So it's like,
and you really been through like a whole lot of...
I think she was trolling or something.
You've been through a lot of hardships as far as like with guns and everything else.
I mean, no. I mean, like, it's always guns in the hood and stuff like that. But as far as like on the west side, it was just a lot of dope. Like, it was a lot of drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of dope being sold. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
And you're a product of seeing like all that?
Product of it. You know what I'm saying? Product of the trap. Product of the west side. Zone one. Like, I really lived it, really rapped about it. That's why, like, I feel like certain rappers like me, like, we blow up because, like, where we from. Like, if that kind of makes sense. Because, like, you look at, like, my peers, right? Like, Young Thug or, like, Gunna or Migos or, like, certain rappers, like, that's from Georgia or where they from. It's like that. It's like how we grew up and the certain stuff that we've been through to where, like, why we became rappers. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that.
You do rap, everything that you rap about, is that really what you live?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not finna get on no song and talk about no shit that I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of rappers do though. Like, that's a wave.
Nah,
you
that's,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people, though, they gonna rap about, like, I'm sitting here, been through such and such, I've been through this and that, and, you know, they probably been through, you know, the suburbs.
You're right. But, you know, note to rappers... I mean, I can't tell another man to do what to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, to the kids at home, don't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Really just talk about your experience and that's going to take you farther than anything, being yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then how are you and Kanye doing? Because you always, that's another one, you always, like, one second you're cool with him, right? And the next second, you're sitting there going crazy on him and you calling him all kind of names. And I'd be like, I could have sworn that they just made up in the text and then you'll go, next second, crazy.
No,
why?
Man, Kanye is just like a whole thing. Like, right now, we cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we cool, you feel me? And it's like, I respect Kanye. I always respected Kanye. I always respected his artistry. And I don't know. It's just a long story. You know what I'm saying? I feel like...
I know about the Donda. I know about the taking out the album. I know
I feel
that
like when
thing.
My documentary come out, we're going to explain it. I feel like it's just a lot of... It's a lot of stuff in the story that ain't been said. You know what I'm saying? Just from, like, back in the day. Like, when I first got in the game, when he was... It's a long story.
So then, therefore...
And then people think it just started right here at Donda. Like, you got to think, we've been knowing each other since 2007.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
But when you call another man a bitch ass and all things like that, like, you, when you hit him with that type of terminology, right? You know what I'm saying? Those are like fighting words.
When I
like,
say
I
that, when I say that, I call you be putting a lot of words on my
crazy.
Mouth. I used to, I'm calling people fat. I'm calling people bitch. I don't remember calling Kanye no bitch. I call Kanye a bitch.
You
I didn't
went
say that.
Crazy.
I think
you
I
said
he was
crazy.
I think I called him a fuck nigga.
Oh, that's... Soldier.
He was acting like a fuck nigga. He texted me some crazy.
That,
I'm like, bro, who is you talking?
Okay, when you call a grown man a fuck nigga, right?
You can be a fuck nigga.
Don't you think that's a little tricky? It's just a tiny bit, though.
Nah, it's true.
If somebody says, soldier, you a fuck nigga, don't you feel like you want to swab? Like, what's up with it then?
What's up then? What do you want to do? But it's just like...
But then if you show a lot of love to somebody, then it can't be what you want to do.
I just feel like at the end of the day, like, brothers fight, friends argue, and then you move on and you get past it. If you was not real family or real had a relationship with that person, y'all would have one argument or disagreement and never speak to each other again. friends, they argue on the daily and get past it. You dig what I'm saying? So this ain't nothing new. This is, I done got took off plenty songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done did.
Are you going to be on another one of his songs, Donda 2?
Yeah, I'm on Donda 2. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Kanye. Y'all go get the stem player.
If he takes you off Donda 2, then it's up.
It's up.
That means it's going down.
It's up. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Kanye, man. Like,
that Twitter will go explode. Okay? He's going to go wild. I'm telling you, Kanye, man. You don't want to take him off because he is going to lose it.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Nah, but I just feel like he just, like, pushed me to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when the finished product and the album came out and, you know, just the response from the music industry, everybody was just like, bro, like, you killed that verse. Like, we like that verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo, like, they was really going crazy about it. So I'm like, man, maybe I need to go harder on my songs more. Maybe I need to listen to Kanye. Maybe I need to sit down and really listen to what he's saying. Because obviously he know what he's talking about.
And what do you... So you took it back and then you went, came harder for Donda 2?
Yeah. I came way harder. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew... I was just like, if I get took off this album again, like, this is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just really sat down, took my time, and then just really got in my element, focused. And once I heard the verse, I was like, yeah, I feel like this cool, you know? I sent it to him. He liked it. You know what I'm saying? He called me. He was like, this is crazy. Like, ooh. Heard the album. The album came out. It was on the album. So it's just like, okay, maybe sometimes you just got to listen to people. You know, you can't, you know.
How'd you get to come back on the next, for Donda 2? Did he be like, okay, you know, I owe you that one since it got wild the first time?
He just wanted to work. He just wanted to try it again. But I feel like this time he was more open to communicating it and expressing how he felt and being real. Because I feel like on the first time, he told me that he liked the verse, you know, but then it didn't make the album. He did the interview and then said that it was whack. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you told me you like it, but then you publicly said you didn't like it. But this time he said, you know what, we're going to work on it until we get it right.
How many times did you have to work on it?
First take, baby.
Okay, hey, soldier.
One time. He told me.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying? But at least he was willing. He was willing to work with me, but I did it the first take. Yeah.
And so what is your relationship with Drake now? Because
Drake.
And that line, that was funny, though.
I rock with Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, Drake cool, too. Like, me and Drake got music. We did the Nigga We Made It song, and that was crazy. Like, you know, for both our careers, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it did something different for me, and then it did something different for him. You know what I'm saying? It had him performing on tour and all that. So, that whole shit was just, you know, just some funny shit.
But you and him, you solid. It's all good.
It's all cool. On my end, you know what I'm saying? You know, no, Drake might be over there like, oh, no, nah, but we talked, though. He wasn't tripping. Some people thought he was tripping off of that, though. They was like, man, damn, why you come at Drake like that? Ooh. I'm like, bro, Drake not tripping. Drake
did
got
you,
money.
Did you care?
Did I care?
Yeah, when it boils down to it, how you becoming that niggas, do you ever be like, damn, like, what the fuck?
If it's serious, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
like
it's,
NBA YoungBoy and the whole thing that you said that I don't have a problem with him.
Nah, that was just like some.
Have his fans showed out yet?
Some internet, yeah, they showed out. They probably was like, damn, because they could see that they probably wasn't expecting me to react. So his fans is like, damn, like, we really got a reaction from another celebrity off of just trolling. You know what I'm saying? So now they see, like, everybody not just going to ignore shit.
Are you ever going to work with him?
I hope so. You know what I'm saying? Me and his brother got a song on my last project, you know what I'm saying, NBA 3. I like YoungBoy, you know what I'm saying? I think he a dope artist. I feel like he dealt with a lot of shit that I dealt with first coming into the game. You know what I'm saying? People hating on you. You know what I'm saying? Because you young, you got money, cocky, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the reason may be, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But, like, he dealing with some of the same stuff that I dealt with when I was his age. So that's why I rock with him. You know what I'm saying? And he young. So it's just like, you always want to see the young rappers win. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, they got a lot to learn, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the game for a long time. A lot of stuff that I experienced, he just not experiencing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to see him win. I do a song with him.
What about 6ix9ine?
What about him?
If he said, hey, you know what? I want to rock with you. I want to do a song with you. What do you say to him?
Yeah, nigga, hell no, nigga. Ain't doing no damn song with you, boy. Get the fuck out of here, boy.
And if he said, you know what I'm saying? It's B-Love, though.
Get the fuck out of here, 6ix9ine. No, I'm just playing. Nah, man. Yeah, nah, we can't do no song with 6ix9ine. He know that.
Yeah.
It ain't like he know that. Like he not expecting to get a Soulja Boy verse. Like he know that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's already like, you know,
your rap.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, at least a lot
it
of
ain't
people...
got nothing to do with me though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't never did a song before. Why we gonna do one now?
Because he said, like, listen, I wanna sit here and
why now though?
He said that you'd be
you
could have
did that
piece.
When you first came out. You could have did that the year after you came out, you could have did that, but you now you want it's too late. It's way too late. You should have been
there. Start is too high.
Jeez.
Huh? There it is. I guess so.
Jeez.
I mean, that's who do you want to work with that you haven't?
Jay-Z. Mm. I need a song, Jay-Z. What's up, Jay-Z? What's going on, Jay-Z? You don't like the rap with the trenches? What's up? I'm from the trenches, man. I need that Roc Nation verse, man. You tripping, man. Come on, man. I got Beyonce doing the crank. That's Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Lemonade.
And how'd that change up the game?
I created TikTok. It wouldn't be no TikTok if it weren't for Soulja Boy.
Oh, shit. Okay. What about the owner of TikTok? How about he
what
don't
about
create
him? He heard crank that Soulja Boy too. He seen the video too. He was like, I'm finna make this app right now. Look at these dances. This is a great way to make money. Kids dancing to a song.
Did you tell him?
Can I get my 10% TikTok? Yeah, the fuck
ask
going
him where
on?
The check is then.
Nah, you know what?
Yeah.
That's why I fuck with TikTok. Cause look at she make it clap. Yeah. Number one on Billboard. Independent. Got a whole bunch of money. Got a record deal off of that song because of what? TikTok. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Gabrielle Union. Sierra, where they do the dance at? TikTok. Dang. So I got my check back in the back end. I got it back.
Oh, okay. So what girls are you on right now?
Girls that I'm on, like music wise.
Yeah. Who do you want to work with?
Oh, like Doja Cat, Megan.
Dang, you're the second person that said Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
She must be booming right now.
Megan Thee Stallion. Who was her? Who was rapping? Sweetie. Who was rap?
Yeah, Sweetie, huh? That's the one.
Somebody else. Who else? You already know Nicki always. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Nicki, but you and Nicki's relationship.
We got hella music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you and Nicki's relationship, though, is solid, though. You know, she's definitely one of the people always reach out, like,
yeah.
And just could, show you love.
We go, the world could always use a new Soulja Boy Nicki record at any time. You feel me? So.
Do you keep in contact with her?
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did a lot for hip-hop, too. And she came a long way. Like, the thing is, with Nicki Minaj's career, I watched her from the bottom, ground zero, to where she at right now. Imagine that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, really imagine that. Like, watching Nicki Minaj before she was famous to where she at right now, bruh. That's crazy.
I mean, she's successful.
Yes.
She's definitely an icon, for sure.
Yeah, what? Like?
Bossy. I like her attitude. She's, you know, she's gutted, doesn't give no fucks at all about anything.
I can't believe it. It's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? I look at it like, it's just amazing to see somebody do that because, like, I did it. You know what I'm saying? So when you do it yourself, it's like, it's lit. It's crazy. But when you watch somebody else do it and you know them, it's just like, damn, like, I don't know how to explain it.
You regret any of getting any of your tattoos that you got?
I tried. They fading a little bit, but they still there.
Yeah, I was looking at the one on your forehead. I'm like,
it's fading.
Yeah,
it's halfway.
Like,
I gotta go.
Are you gonna get it?
Two more treatments? No.
Oh, you're getting them off?
Yeah.
Oh, which ones are you getting off?
Just that one.
Only that one? Why? You want to get some acting roles or something?
Yeah, I got a role on Atlanta. Is it season 4? One of the new season. I don't know what season it is. But Atlanta, though. Shout out to Atlanta FX.
I don't know.
What,
she said 4.
Season 4.
I have to pretend like I know.
I'm on there. You know what I'm saying? I got a role on there. So I'm an actor now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So when you...
scripts.
Earlier when you said about like thing, right? How do you feel about rappers as far as gangbanging and everything else goes? Because you know, when you first sat down in the chair, you said Fruit Town and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, but don't quote me on that. Feds and police and YouTube people like that. And I was just playing. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody come.
But how? But how?
Everybody
how
does, come from somewhere.
I know, you but can, how do? Listen, this is the honest question, right? You, Soulja Boy, Atlanta, already in the trenches and stuff like that. How do you want to come to all the way to California and get fixated in the gang culture? Like, what really comes across your mind with that?
I've been gangbanging since I was like 10. It ain't really, you feel me? Like, I've been, I don't know how to explain it. That's why, like, my movie got to come out type shit. It ain't nothing new. Like, I've been doing this shit since I was 10, 11, before I started rapping, before I was famous. Like, this, I've been doing this shit my whole life. It's just now that I'm famous now. So it's like people.
But
like,
it wasn't gangbanging for the fruit since you were 10.
Oh shit. Here we go. Now this is little.
So I'm just wondering why.
I can't say too much on TMZ. You know what I'm saying? But you call me on the phone, I'll break it down. See, now, but look, I'm gonna break it down in my
But Wack, this is kind of your fault, Wack. So I'm letting you know. This is your fault, Wack.
You know, man. You
so
know.
I'll answer it for you. Wack, this is your fault. You know. Wack star, you hear me. No, I'll answer it for
you. But it's all good though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing bad. Like, I don't want my like fans thinking nothing bad. Like, everybody comes from somewhere. Everybody got a background.
I just said, like, you're just so blessed and you have so many blessings, you know what I'm saying? And there's dudes out here really, you know, it's like doing really, really like out here going bad out this, and especially right now in LA is so hot. And it's so much going on, and
that's
I see
why
so
you
many
need to be, that's why you need
people
to,
losing their lives on a regular.
That's why you need to be. That's why.
That's why I'd be like, you know, when
you
people
need to
like
be,
you.
Let me tell you something. Niggas out here stand on what you stand on. That's it. You feel me? If you from somewhere, if you rep it somewhere, rep that. If you not from somewhere.
But all the rappers though.
You're not from there.
But all the rappers though now want to gangbang though. I don't understand this.
See, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
But you say that you're the trendsetter, right?
Nah, if niggas want a gangbang, a long gangbang, then that's something different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm doing that, but you feel me? At the end of the day,
I'm just saying, for my son, like I have a, you know what I'm saying, a son, and I'm looking at my son right now. My son is Justice or whatever, you know, like he's a senior, and I'm like looking at him, and then all of a sudden I'll be watching him. I'll be like, well, hold on, little nigga. No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What hood are you talking about? You know, why are you throwing up this? Like, what you want?
Nah, that's
what
real.
You trying to do? But then
nah,
I see
real.
People, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see the soldiers and I see everything else. And I'm like, okay, they repping so difficult when they have like all the lavishes. And I see these, like these other people are coming up and, you know, you getting in these hoods and stuff. They had a shootout like what in Inglewood a couple weeks ago, like a whole house got shot up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like that.
It just be like, damn. And you have such a voice though, Soulja. And so, but your voice though, and I'm saying you're so smart and so many people look up to you.
Yeah.
So the messages that you go and give are the messages that the youth's gonna have.
Yeah. But you know what? I never thought about it like that. You're right. You feel me? And when I'm expressing myself musically, when I'm expressing myself on the internet or just however I'm expressing myself, I'm telling my story.
Yeah.
How I, you know what I'm saying? How I grew up, what I experienced. But like, I'm not thinking of that influence on the youth, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's up to the parents. And it's up to...
It is up to the parents, right? But you know yourself,
you feel me?
When you hit 16 and your parents can't do too much.
Nah,
you know
real.
What I'm saying?
That's
you know,
real.
Like once you become a teenager, they out here.
That's
period.
Real.
You know, your mama telling you at 16 something to do, it's just like, okay, sure, whatever. I'm out here. I'm popping.
You know what I'm saying? Side note, I ain't telling nobody to go gangbang.
Yeah.
I'm just telling the people...
You don't have to tell, people don't
my
have
story.
To tell people, but your story is real. Everybody should rap about their story. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Point blank. Like, that's what I, like, you'll be a
kids
fake.
Kids don't gangbang.
Yeah, you'll be a fake ass nigga if you don't rap about your story.
If y'all need to hear anything from this interview, I'm definitely not promoting, you know what I'm saying, go join a gang and don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like my audience, the fans that listen to my music, they know I'm on CEO, I'm on entrepreneurship,
but that's
shoes,
exactly. Your shoes,
the soda,
your soda pop.
The video game, like I'm on
They know, like,
but the overall you and everything you is me? About you, Soldier. You have, like, one of the biggest voices, and yeah. your longevity in the game, and yeah. your opinion matters.
Yeah.
So you have to right. always take in consideration
that's right.
whatever you be preaching about. These little niggas out here, they be like, I'm on what you want.
Yeah, you're right. You know? No, you're right.
I'm
you're
on
right.
your time.
You're right.
Soldier time, I'm on Soldier's one. That's why your shoes are going to be successful. That's why you're successful. That's why your soda pop's successful.
You're right.
Well, because your voice is cracking.
Well, you know what I'm saying? World, I sat down with Raquel. We're going to figure out a way to separate yes. the two.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Soldier.
I got you.
I appreciate it. Speaking of artists, though, what didn't you have Riff Raff before?
Yeah.
What happened to Riff Raff?
He signed with Diplo. He went and signed off a deal. Shout out to Riff Raff. I found a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Before.
No, but there have... No, like, I was just thinking about your list, right? Because I'm like, you know, I've been rocking with you for a long time.
Right.
And over the years, you know, like, all your little artists be coming to me and stuff, be like, yeah, I'm Soldier artist and stuff. Like, that's how I know Riff Raff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm... And then Riff Raff, he's changed up his whole swag.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
And
it's
then
called,
I'm like, what
it's
the hell is going on?
Going Hollywood, Raquel. That's what it's called.
Is it?
That's what it's yeah. called. Nigga get a little money, a little clout, nigga. And, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
But it's all good. That's what you're supposed to do. Like,
you are, but I was sitting there, I'm like, when Riff Raff first came to me, just for use him, for instance, right?
Right.
You know, like, he had the, like, the bling and shit. He was hella, like, way more hood.
Yeah.
And talking that gangster shit and stuff right there, right? And then I see Riff Raff a couple years later, right? And I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on, Raff? Yeah. Like, you know? And yeah. I'm like, then he's on this, like, whole... Like, oh, with the white girl cracking shit thing, like, you know, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it's just so ironic to me. And it's crazy. You know who also did that? Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you're
Machine
right.
Gun Kelly is another
Shout
one.
Shout out to MGK.
Know.
I like MGK too. It's just like.
Okay, you like MGK, right? But let me tell you though, I like him too. Don't get it twisted. But he's, when I met MGK,
he
oh
was
yeah,
like
I only
that,
like
yeah.
black girls, thick black girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm on. Like, and you know, like talking with the hood talk and everything else. I'm like, oh, okay, he's a little white boy. Nate. Like, you know, like, oh, okay, he's out here.
Yeah.
And then, now he like punk rock and jumping around his drawers.
It's just like, once you get to that certain level, you know what I'm saying? Some people keep it real and some people... They keep it real, but, you know, they want to express themselves differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. You got to let people be rock stars. You got to let people be celebrities. You got to let people be where they see themselves envisioned at.
Are you going to start walking around in dresses?
No.
Oh.
Nah.
Can we, is that
I'm
the fashion
keep it real. I'm going to keep it real to the day. Y'all can put me on TMZ. The day y'all do it, y'all can put me on the front cover.
Yeah.
It's done. It's not happening.
You don't think so?
I know so. No. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? No, no. Shout out to everybody. That, like I said, you got to let people be them. These people that's popping out with these dresses on and all this stuff, that's what they want to do, Raquel. That's what they really genuinely want to do. Or else they wouldn't do it. Because guess what? We don't have to do that to sell records, to sell shoes. I don't got to do it. That
think,
man don't got to do
they
it.
Think, I think...
They think they got to do it.
Yeah, because...
I'm here to tell y'all. You don't got to do it. Look at your boy. I'm Gucci. Like, we straight. You
but
don't
got to
do
But rappers are
it.
Now, like, that's the thing. They call it their style fashion or whatever the no. thing is. If you're sitting there, the more weirder you dress, I think, the more cool you are. That's how
I mean,
it goes.
Dressing weird is cool. You know what I'm saying? But wearing skirts is different.
What do you mean different exactly?
It's just different. You know what I'm saying? That's different. You know,
oh,
that's
shit.
Different, right? You never seen that before. Like, damn, you see it walking down with a skirt. Like, damn, that's different.
Is that a good thing?
Like I said, you got to let people be themselves. Whatever people, it's a good, if it's good to them, then yeah.
Mm. You said that you are the GOAT.
I am the GOAT.
Why do you feel that you're the GOAT?
Because I started YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I was the first artist on YouTube, and now YouTube is such a big platform to where every artist release their music videos, where they release their content, where they base their whole career off of YouTube. And you mean to tell me that I was the first rapper on there? I gotta get some type of credit for that.
So for GOAT status, you, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, where you at with it?
Why y'all always do me this? They did this to me.
Y'all
ask me this question all the time.
I don't know who y'all is. This is the first time I'm asking you. That's them, y'all.
All right, let me see. Well, how do I answer this? Damn, they're Soldier Boy, they ain't better than Jay-Z. Nah, you know what it is? Like, we all goats in our own right. Get what I'm saying? Jay-Z wasn't the first rapper on YouTube. You get what I'm saying? But Lil Wayne was the best rapper alive. You get what I'm saying? It's just like we all did different stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was young. I was the first rapper on YouTube. I created a big dance that took over the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the stuff that I did, Jay-Z didn't do. The stuff that Jay-Z did, Lil Wayne didn't do. We all three different type of goats. You dig what I'm saying? But we all goats. Jay-Z became a billionaire, married Beyonce, Rock Nation, multiple business ventures, that's goated. You dig what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, best rapper alive, tattoos everywhere, million albums first week. That's goated. You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy started YouTube, viral internet. You know what I'm saying? It's three different time zones. You dig what I'm saying? These three different eras.
But if you have to pick one, who is it? Just yourself?
You can't pick one in those eras. You know what I'm saying? But if you had to pick one. Off topic. Yeah. They love you in jail.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Bro, when I was locked up, my God, that's all they were talking about, y'all. When this come on, I was like, the whole, I'm talking about, they be turned. I'm like, damn.
Next time, I know.
I'm like, bro, y'all know I know her, right? Next time I go up there, I'm going to tell her, look, man, tell her, man, I'm up here, man.
I know.
I'm like, damn.
Oh, no. Listen, when they get out, I see a couple ones, I be like, okay, cool down, baby. Jeez. I get it. And the letters that come to my house and shit, my man be opening motherfuckers, looking to be like, I'm like, I don't even know these niggas.
They love you.
Yeah, I be like, he be looking to be like, give me the crazy eye and stuff, and I'll be understanding. But when I see them fresh out, and
I'm like,
I run into them.
I'm like, that's my homegirl, y'all.
Yeah, no, I know. It gets wild, though. Shout out to the people in jail.
No,
I appreciate
for
y'all.
Real.
You know,
free
thanks,
y'all.
Free y'all. Thanks for beating your meat to me. Appreciate it. All
right. But they holding you down. They holding you down in here. What?
Yeah.
I had to tell her. I told you I was gonna tell her. Now I told her, y'all. I told her.
Yeah, I understand all of it.
I told her.